Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The latest James Bond, No Time to Die, is the last one to star Daniel Craig. The episode is uneven at best, but it's elevated, all but ennobled, by Craig's performance. Time figures in more than the title. The film evokes time's haunting passage, how long its hero has been saving the planet from a bountiful supply of villains, how much the years and decades have given and taken from him. The director was Kari Joji Fukunaga, and the running time, not incidentally, is 163 minutes, including some late-stage sags. The film hits theaters on Wednesday. When the story gets up to speed, after a short preface, Bond is in a car with a woman he has cautiously allowed himself to love. That's Léa Seydoux's psychiatrist, Madeleine Swann. It's not just any road, but a cliff-clinging beauty in southern Italy, and it's not just any car, but the same Aston Martin DB5 in which they drove off happily at the end of Spectre. Now, in the afterglow of their getaway, she wants him to drive faster, but he resists. "We have all the time in the world," he says serenely, in an echo of a Bond line from On Her Majesty's Secret Service. They don't, of course. The years hang heavily over both of them and touch us, too. 15 years have gone by since Casino Royale and our first shocking encounter with Daniel Craig, who was anything but suave as 007 and far from conventionally handsome. By this time, it's somewhere between difficult and impossible to imagine anyone else in the role, which has not only defined the franchise, but the lure of action-adventure on the big screen. The most notable breath of fresh air, a blast, not just a breath, is provided by Ana de Armas as Paloma, a CIA spy based in Havana, which in fact is the actress's hometown. Paloma gets woefully little screen time, but she's a hoot, a spy with a joyous lilt and athletic flair, never mind that she claims to have had only 3 weeks' training. As for the relationship between Bond and Madeleine, who provided steadfast support for his mission in Spectre, it's inevitably bedeviled by what might be termed trust issues in a lesser mortal and what amounts to a nearly impenetrable suit of spiritual armor in the case of 007. Here, though, in his final and majestic performance, Daniel Craig opens the gaunt and gallant operative to the possibility of new love in a brighter future. Bond's next incarnation, whoever he may be, will have a big heart as well as big shoes to fill. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.